Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia officials say they see hopeful signs in the latest figures on the spread of the coronavirus. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Though Health Commissioner Tom Farley says there are again more than 500 new cases of COVID-19 in the city, he says the amount of the increase is about the same as the last couple of days, indicating that the rapid increase in the number of cases is slowing.
I'm not saying it's turning around. I'm not even saying that it's plateauing. But the growth is slowing.
Farley stressed, however, social distancing is likely to credit for the slowdown and must be maintained to continue the trend.
Farley also reported 13 more deaths. Those deaths are among 70 new coronavirus fatalities across Pennsylvania, bringing the death toll statewide to 310. Governor Tom Wolf signed an order that allows the state to transfer needed personal protective equipment and supplies between medical facilities.
This will allow us to move key equipment like personal protective equipment and ventilators to high population, high impact areas. And it will also allow us to bring resources into lower population areas that might not have as many existing medical resources.
Wolf says it also prevents sick Pennsylvanians from having to choose which hospital to go to for fear that some have less access to equipment than others. In New Jersey, the death toll from COVID-19 has now topped 1,500, with 58 fatalities in South Jersey. To help stop the spread, Governor Phil Murphy has issued three more executive orders. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports.
New Jersey's June 2nd presidential primary has been pushed back to July 7th, and the state is considering the option of requiring all votes to be cast by mail. You'll need a mask to go to the supermarket or retail store that's still open. That's an order, not a suggestion, and stores are mandated to limit the numbers of people inside. Non-essential construction across the state stops at 8 p.m. Friday, although there are exceptions to allow for emergency repairs and projects at hospitals and schools.
Philadelphia's police commissioner says she has tested negative for the coronavirus and again faced questions about not releasing how many officers have tested positive or are in quarantine. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
In a virtual press briefing, Commissioner Danielle Outlaw assures they are continuing to give out protective equipment to cops and update policies and protocols to put in place to deal with the pandemic.
Specifically, if we know that there is an area where there have been positive, we immediately go back and disinfect those spaces.
She would not exactly say how many officers have been tested or are in quarantine, but did say it's less than 1% of the department.
Outlaw says the department has resources in case staffing becomes a problem, but she says they are far from that happening, if at all. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled it will not step in to free youth held in detention. Last week, the Juvenile Law Center filed an emergency petition after a staff member at the Juvenile Justice Center tested positive for COVID-19, but the court says it's up to individual judicial districts to do case-by-case determination on which youth should be released. Marsh Levick is chief legal officer for JLC.
I am really troubled that this is a county-by-county response, and it's both haphazard. And it really is a denial of equal access to justice, because we just can't be sure that each child will have the same opportunity to be sent home.
Philadelphia's city commissioners are asking all voters to use mail-in ballots in the upcoming primary. Commission Chair Lisa Dealey says even if the stay-at-home order is not lifted by June 2nd, which is the new date for the primary, everyone can vote.
Pennsylvania has a no-excuse mail-in ballot now. And every voter should take advantage of it.
However, she says not everyone has stamps and officials don't want voters running out to get them. So the commission voted unanimously to include return postage.
Stay safe. Vote from home.
Car insurance companies are forking over some big cash to their drivers for staying off the road throughout the coronavirus pandemic.
We saw that there was a decline in driving, and so we are passing those savings that we expected to pay out through claims onto those customers.
Alyssa Schaefer with Allstate Car Insurance says their customers are getting back more than $600 million.
Essentially what that is most customers will be receiving a 15% payback of their monthly premium.
Schaefer says in addition to those checks going out in April and May, they are also working on special payment plans for customers in need. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.